Not sure. It won't sink in till, I don't know, when I've got the time to sit back and look back. I'll probably be pretty chuffed, but at the moment, it's probably not going to sink in till I have time to take a second. And I tried to enjoy the week, but it's pretty hectic, and I was pretty uncomfortable with a lot of the attention, but it was enjoyable. I actually am glad it's over. I usually don't get nervous before games, but then Bolt starts getting the boys dialed up, and I start getting a bit of a knot in the stomach. So pretty glad it's over. Yeah, I thought we played some really good football. A couple of our young guys took it right up to them, and they're going pretty well, Port Adelaide. I think they've won three or four in a row, but they've been knocking off some really quality teams. And a couple of little patches in the game, I thought we really had them and was taking it up to them. And it was probably 3 or 4 minute patches that where they got a hold of us, and that was the ball game. Yeah, most definitely. But you can't sort of pick and choose when you bring the effort. So last couple of weeks have been last 4 weeks have been pleasing. We had a bad half against Fremantle, but we've got a lot of injuries, and the games that we're getting into these young guys coming through, it's going to pay us back in the long term.
We spoke quite a bit. In all of Carlton's history, there's only ever been 5, so split that up, it's about 1 every 30 years or something. 1,200 odd players or thereabouts have played for Carlton, and again, only 5. So it's a very, very small percentage, and just maybe, you never know, and we hope that it isn't, but just maybe for some of the players, they will never play in a 300-game milestone again. So slow the week down. Appreciate that Simo's been inspiring people for 16 years. Today's the day you try and inspire Simo. Anyway, I can talk to him. He's a heart and soul player, and it's been a privilege to coach Simo over the last 3 years. He's backed in everything. He's just so focused on driving a young group, and we're really lucky to have someone like him here. Yeah, we're fighting to win. Given the win-loss ratio right now, it could be easy not to fight, but this group's got a determination to try and get a result, and they're just learning how to be consistent at it. And it's easy to give up the fight, but they're not doing that. And our back line at the moment, we found something today, Mark Murphy at half-back. We haven't done that before, but you saw his ball use. He was terrific at half-back, first game back. We trialled Jack Silvani there. We've had Jed Lamb there. So, the outs, there's Plowman, Doherty, Marchbank, Byrne, Williamson. So for that group to have so much change, I think we're finding something, but there's a lot of fight in the group. Thought our start was terrific. Didn't like the second at all. There's a bit of inconsistency in that patch in the second. I'm pretty sure I'd just have to check. The third quarter, did we keep them scoreless?
Yeah.
That's a terrific defensive effort. However, we didn't capitalise. We had 5 points, I would have thought. There was a chance to really, really put some scoreboard pressure on. We just got to work through that. Some turnovers between the arc in the midfield where you think you're out, we didn't capitalise on, and they got us the other way. But they've got some good strong bodies in around there, so it's some more experience. But we're fighting to win. We want to win games of footy. In the last month, you can see the fight. We just haven't got the result yet.
You mentioned the initial show, probably the longest start in the past history. What do you kind of say to the players continuing this? Obviously, as you say, fighting to win.
Because you can be clouded just by the win-loss. there's just all these little wins within the game that we're finding, which keeps players understanding there's growth. Murphy to half back, Jack Silvani down back, Paddy Dow, Kennedy and Cripps together against Pau Pepper, Wines and Co. And you look at the consistency of those efforts. So you, we're forever finding the spaces that in the game where there is growth. We look at the opportunity of this new back line that's there that just evolved and we had to put together because of injury. And they're all the things that keep players up. There's no question about trying to keep them up. We don't have to. They want to grow.
Yeah, that's what this group's capable of. So there's a few inconsistencies, but when we put it together, that's what we're capable of. And as Bolt said, we're pretty much missing a quality back six that's on the sidelines. But when the boys bring it, it's pretty impressive.
Brendan, that third quarter, Matt Kennedy, you spoke of, I thought he was instrumental in leading your comeback.
Yeah, no, he's building. I'd say the best way to describe his game in the last few weeks is building. Unfortunately, when we got Matt, he had shoulder recos, so he missed a significant chunk of pre-season and then unfortunately rolled his ankle. So he's had a really interrupted start to his career at Carlton. But I think you can see, I think everyone can see him next to Cripps. Two stronger bodies, it takes a load off Cripps, but another 12 months fast forward it and I think he'll be a really important player for us. Yeah, there are a lot of them, to be honest, is there's not this big structural issue or we're going to turn something on its head. A bit of it's the profile of the list, learning how to do it for longer, and a bit of it I thought today was some composure with ball use. I don't mean slow the ball down, but you can imagine, and Pulse will learn from this, he's charging through the middle at 200 mile an hour and bangs it back to their extra number a few times. Now, that's not to make Pulse feel awkward, but that's an example of building consistency and composure with ball. So that's an example of what happens when you see a lack of consistency and that causes a score the other way. I think you can visualise some of those plays. It's our skipper, 200 odd games, quality ball user, really invested, and I think he really wanted to play next to his mate. They've been on the journey together, and I'm just looking here, Simo had 37 himself, so it'd be remiss of him there if I missed him out. Like, they've been together for a long time and they've got each other's back, and Murph wanted to get up for Simo today.
Okay, Brent's mentioned
both
times during the week, but just how much Murph wanted to play in this game, does it mean to you
Yeah, I've been chatting to him for about a month, making sure he's going to be right. It was funny, coming into the year, he was going to play his 250th, same time as my 300th, but didn't eventuate because he's been out. But I've almost been giving him foot massages trying to get him up. So yeah, it means a lot to have him out there. One of my best mates. We've played together for 13, 14 years. So we're pretty tight.
Simo started in 2003 and I thought it was a great touch after the game. They got all the boys to chip in and get a bottle of 2003 Grange, so in time Simo can enjoy that, but that's Murph's care for Simo, and this club's going to keep fighting to win games.
Is that
indicated
signing a new contract?
Sorry? Kate signing a new one?
Brendan talks about the wins and it's kind of constant on the phone. What do you find that affects you?
Same sort of thing. I don't need to find anything extra. Like, I watch these young guys and the way they're developing, and that's my energy right there. Like Zach Fisher, he just wants to learn so much. He's always asking for advice or what did you see? How can I get better? Paddy Dow the same. Samo the same. Like, it's these young guys are developing. My job's pretty easy, and it gets me out of bed every morning to go in there, work hard, and see this club back where it needs to get to.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, guys. Cheers.